Last time on Main Menu, we spoke with Torsten from Scansoft, who are the developers of Torx, the screen reader for Symbian Series 60 and Series 80 mobile phones. We were talking about version 2, which is pretty much available now to anybody who has Torx. And since we recorded the little demonstration that we did last time on Main Menu, Scansoft have now got a new build, version 2.003, which is a release candidate for Torx. This isn't available from the web yet, but you can grab it from the audiolife.de FTP site, and there is a public beta team that you can join. So I have installed the most recent version. Just to recap, the big deal about version 2 really for most people is now the support for the browser, the WAP or the web browser, which can be found on your Symbian mobile phone. And we started to explore some pages with that. So let's go back in there. Depending on your service provider and the software that you have installed on your phone, this will vary from phone to phone and from operator to operator. This will determine what bookmarks you have in your phone by default. And we went to the Orange homepage, I believe. And so if I hold down the zero key. Okay, and we will now connect, as you can hear, using GPRS to the Orange. It'll be to the Orange homepage, I guess. Now, this will be different depending on your operator. My operator's Orange here in the UK. Now, let's see. Okay, the page has loaded. I should say that there are some improved verbosity options in version 2, and we'll get to those shortly. Unfortunately, one of those isn't the ability to control when the word link is spoken. So generally, link is spoken before the link in question. So if you hear link info, for example, that means there is a link there called info. Most people prefer it the other way around. I know I certainly do. Okay, the page is loaded, so I'm going to press Torx and then the center of the joystick to read the entire screen. Okay, this is the Orange homepage, and you can download ringtones and tracks, and there's all sorts of offerings available. We are going this time just to give you a feel for how you use this. We're going to try and look up some train times, I think. So I'm going to press soft key 1, which is to the left of the joystick.
Options. Open 1 of 12.
Now, that's not actually the option that we want, so I'm going to move down.
Bookmarks, 2 of 12. Same as bookmark. New image, 4 of 12. Navigation options, submenu 5 of 12.
Navigation options, this is the one we want. So I'm going to move into this by moving the joystick to the right.
Go to web address, 1 of 4.
Okay, go to web address, and that's the option we want. So I'm going to press select.
Select. Info window.
Right, okay, now it's already got in there the address of the site that we want to go to, so I'm just going to hit the delete key a few times to try and get rid of all of that. Okay, let's see, is it gone? Let's see, just talks and the site.
Info window, text, P1, go to, P2, cancel.
Okay, sounds like it's blank, so I'm going to put in a web address to look up some train times here in the UK. And obviously the website that the websites that you use, you're just going to have to suck it and see, really. The purpose of this is to demonstrate that it is possible to navigate a page and to fill in forms and actually look up useful information. Now, obviously, those of you listening in the US, you're not going to be using the UK National Rail website to look up your train times, but there may be other sorts of information that you want to look up, TV listings, other travel information, flight details, that sort of thing. So you will already have in your mind sites that you use frequently for that sort of information. And the purpose of having Torx on the phone, giving you access to the web browser, is that you can find the find out this information when you're on the move. So let's stick in a web address here. Okay, maybe I should stick my keyboard echo on so you can kind of hear what's going on here. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, I'm using the mobile phone's keyboard to enter the characters of the website address, and this can take a bit of getting used to if you're not used to entering letters using your telephone keypad. Okay, and it's just the same way that you would enter letters if you were sending a text message. So I think we're nearly done. Okay, I think I made a typo there, so let's go back and hit the delete key. Get rid of that. I think it was O I wanted there. The website I'm going to is nationalrail.co.uk. I think we just need UK. Okay, I think we've got it right now, .co.uk. So let's try and press select. And hopefully go to that website now. So we're just waiting now for the page to download. And as I mentioned last time, using GPRS typically... Ah, there we go. We've got some kind of problem. Unsupported content type. That's something that you're going to encounter from time to time. And last time I used the National Rail site on my phone, it worked flawlessly, and maybe they've changed it. You have to bear in mind that the browsers on these phones are not as fully fledged as perhaps you're used to in Windows. So let's see if we can find another way to look up our train times here. Okay, it's gone back to the orange homepage. I'm going to check out the bookmarks. Now, most operators will give you some default bookmarks that you can use, and so we're just navigating through these now using the down joystick. Here we go, travel and journey. Okay, we must have gotten disconnected somewhere along the line. You can also hear, we're now getting told about tab sheets. This is a new feature in version 2. Think of a tab sheet as a page in a multi-page dialog box like you have in Windows. Usually you would switch between Windows tab sheets using Control Tab. On your Symbian phone, you would use the right or left joystick key. Okay, the page is downloading. It's coming. So is Easter. Okay, here we go. We want trains. So I'm just moving down with the joystick now. We can hear that the focus link is currently roads and trains was before it, so I'm going to use the joystick. There we go. Focus link trains. Okay, we want timetables. There we go. And again, I'm just using the joystick to navigate around the page, up, down, left, and right, to get to different parts of the page, in the same way perhaps that you would use your cursor keys in Windows. Although you're moving by object, or by item, if you will, rather than by character. There doesn't appear to be any support for that as yet. On the web, let's see where we are now. I'm pressing talks and the center of the joystick to read what's on the screen. Okay. Unfortunately, my operator, because I'm using one of their bookmarks, have an annoying habit of putting all these links at the top of their page, and I guess this illustrates the need for skip content type links on web pages. Unlike in Windows, you don't have a hotkey to skip to the next unlinked text. That's not a feature of the browser, and at the moment, that's not available as part of the browser support in Talks 2.
Focus link your page. Migrate greater than focus link live departures.
Okay, we can look at live departures.
Greater than focus link live arrivals.
And you know, we shouldn't underestimate the importance of something like live departures. I did come in here to try and look up some train times, but maybe we'll go and look up live departures, because this is a problem that that I often face. If I'm on a train station, I can't read the display. There's quite often a display like you would have in an airport showing the arrivals and departure times. No way of seeing that. And quite often, if I want to know what information's up there, I need to ask a member of the public to assist. So this is quite liberating, really, that I can just whip out my mobile phone and let's have a look at the live departures. If we were standing on my local train station now. Now, some of this verbosity you can configure, and we'll come to that in a moment. Let's just see what we can find. Okay, where I am now. So hopefully, if I select that, the network should be able to figure out where in the country I am and which is my nearest train station. But will it? This is the $64,000 question. Now, I could edit out some of these pauses while these pages are downloading, but I think it's important to leave them in so you can get a sense of that, you know, this is usable. It's not perfect. There are certainly problems, but these problems don't necessarily relate to the access software. It's just the technology that if you're not near a Wi-Fi hotspot and you're having to use the mobile network to access the internet, then inevitably it is going to be a bit slower.
Flight station. Focus edit. Focus button on other stations. Greater than focus link Preston.
Okay, we're in Preston, so I just arrowed up there. So let's press select.
Select 0KB P2. Cancel. P1. Options P2. Back. Focus link info.
Okay.
Focus link mod.
Just going down.
Focus link tools. Focus link your page. Departures from Preston. Resource from National Rail Inquiries greater than focus link 2136 Ormskirk starts here.
Okay, so we can hear that there's a train to Ormskirk that starts at Preston.
Greater than focus link 2145 Blackpool when starts. Link here greater than focus link 2207 Blackpool North on time.
Okay, and we're told that the Blackpool North train is running on time.
Greater than focus link 2221 Manchester Airport though. Link report greater than focus link 2226 Carlisle on time.
So the service to Manchester Airport, there's been no report, so we might want to keep checking back to see what's going on. So it's certainly possible to get this kind of real-time information, particularly useful when you're travelling, as I suggested earlier, perhaps flight information, traffic and travel information. We've just looked at train time information, that for me is tremendously beneficial. Clearly, like the internet, there are going to be certain sites that you prefer to use that you find easier to access, and you don't have the vast array of web page navigation commands that you have available to you using a Windows screen reader. Now, I did promise you that we would look up some train times in order that we can get a feel for different kinds of web page controls other than links. So let's see if we can find the timetables link here. That's live departures. We've just done that.
Live arrivals.
Timetable lookup. That's the one we want. And so hopefully we'll get some edit boxes and things. Okay, got to get past these annoying links that are at the top of the page. Travel from, well, no, that's the easy option, saying where I am now.
Enter starting station. Focus edit.
Entering starting station, okay. So, let's say we want to travel from, imagine we've come over from the US, and we want to go to Liverpool to go to the Beatles Museum. And we've landed in London. So let's have a look at services from London to Liverpool. So, okay. So I'm putting in L-O-N-D-O. And as you can hear, every letter that I'm typing is being echoed. So I've literally just started typing when I'm on the edit box. I haven't had to go into any kind of special mode or out of any kind of special mode. So let's just check. There we go, London's in there. Right, so that should be fine. Right, focus button is next. So presumably on the next page we'll get to put in our destination. And we're just waiting for the page to download there. So the point in this is really is a concept, really, to illustrate a concept, and clearly you're going to be using different websites. I can't really emphasize that point enough.
Focus link one.
Okay,
focus,
so I'm just
focus link your page.
Going down here.
Travel to from London, any to greater than focus link where I am now.
Ah, let's see.
Focus link your page. Travel to from London, any to greater than focus link where I am now. Focus link info. Enter destination station. Focus edit.
That's what we wanted. Destination station. So we'll put in Liverpool here. As you can hear, as I'm cycling through the letters on each key, to get to the letter that I want. Usually I have this turned off, so it's just silent. Okay, hopefully I've got Liverpool in here now. Where are we? Ah, I made a typo. Nasty. Right, now I want to edit that, so that's quite useful. Now, if I use the joystick, I'm kind of moved out of that edit box, so I need to get back to it. Where are we? Okay, so I need to press select in there now. And you can hear we're being told we're in the text area. So to enter information, you don't need to go into the press the select key to get into the what would be like the equivalent of JAWS Forms mode or coming out of MSAA mode in Windows. But if you've typed something in and you want to go back and edit it, then you do need to press select, and that's a function of the browser rather than the Access software. Okay. Okay, we've got six in there, so let's get rid of that. Oh, we've only got 1-0 in Liverpool. All right. Okay. So now if we read the line, let's see.
Text, Liverpool.
There we go. Brilliant. Okay, he says.
Focus button next.
There we go.
Select.
So when you're hearing things that are focused, you literally just press the middle of the joystick or your select key to activate those or to enter those, a bit like pressing enter, I suppose, on your keyboard of your computer. Right, hopefully now we've got the departure and the destination stations in. So just going down the page here. Ah, okay. Next train. How's that? That'll do us.
Select. 0KB. P2. Cancel.
So that's how you would use edit boxes. And combo boxes are, you know, fairly similar. Once you're on them, you can just arrow down. Occasionally you have to press select to give these things focus, but more often than not you don't have to do a great deal.
P1. Options. P2. Back.
And we should get our times now.
Focus link tools. Focus link your page.
Okay.
Train times London Euston to Liverpool Lime Street on Tuesday, March 22nd, Dev, greater than R, CHDS, greater than focus link 2340, greater than 07271.
Okay. 2340 is one of the next services.
Right, double element focus, link later.
We heard that it gets in at 07 something or other, so that's going to take all night. And those two places really aren't that far apart, so let's, if we put in a later time, I wonder if we can get a better service.
Link double element focus, link earlier.
Or even earlier. Let's have a look at earlier.
Select.
Although if we've looked for the next service, it probably won't tell us what's earlier. But it's worth a try. So, just waiting for the page to download.
P1, options, P2, back. Focus link info.
Okay. Page is loaded.
Focus link your page.
Okay.
3 times left to use the deliverable live stream on Tuesday, March 22nd. Dev, greater than R, CHDS, greater than focus link 2110, greater than 2349, 0.
That's more like it. 2110, getting in at 2349. There are zero changes. The last bit of information you heard was zero, but I have a feeling that we may have missed our train. But I hope that's useful. The other thing I wanted to show you while we're here, I mean, we could play with the browser for ages, and there are limitless scenarios. The thing to do is to really sort of suck it and see. The goal of this level of access is really to give you the same sort of access that a sighted person has. A sighted person sees a page in very small chunks on the phone screen, because obviously it's a very small screen, and so you have to keep using the arrow down or the joystick down in order to navigate. Some of the limitations in terms of speed and things like pages not being viewable are the things that sighted people would encounter. Also, the ScanSoft people do recommend that you specify in your browser settings that you do have a small screen, and also to turn images off, and that should speed up the time it takes, or should reduce the time taken for pages to load. So that's a very brief overview, really, of the browser and how that works. The other thing I wanted to show you was the new verbosity settings that are available in version 2 of Talks. So I'm going to enter the Talks dialog now by pressing Talks and the asterisk, or the star, as they're calling it now in the new version. So I'm going to press Talks, and this is the key below the 7.
Talk settings window, general tab sheet 1 of 2, speech elements 1 of 8.
Okay, and we can hear tab sheet 1 of 2. So I mentioned this a little bit earlier, that now there is support for tab sheets. So when you have a kind of a multi-page dialogue that where you have extra pages off to the left and right, you're now told about those, whereas you weren't in the past. So we can move left and right. So we're on the general page at the moment, which is the first of two. And as you can hear, the first option is eloquence. That really hasn't changed, although we did hear Torsten say last time on main menu that ScanSoft now really moving the eloquence, TTS, and Talks closer together, and that there were no plans to continue to support third-party mobile screen access software at this stage. That was my understanding of Torsten's comments from last week. So let's move down here on this first page of two.
Volume,
self-explanatory, I would think. That's not new. Speed, again, self-explanatory. That's not new. We're on speed 5 at the moment. For those of you who are interested in these things, so usually I have things ramped up a little bit faster. Hopefully, most people can follow this.
Pitch 4 of 8.
Pitch.
Key echo both 5 of 8.
Key echo. This hasn't changed. You can have pretty much non-character, word, or both. Those are the 4 options that are available to you in terms of key echo. Usually I have none, but obviously to give you that little bit extra verbosity for the demonstration here on main menu, I've put it on both.
Speak uppercase, yes, 6 of 8.
Speak uppercase.
New spelling alphabet, yes, 7.
And the spelling alphabet is the phonetic Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta type alphabet, and that's on at the moment.
Speak punctuation, 8 of 8.
And speak punctuation, and there are various levels. So those are the 8 options that are now found on the general page of the Talk Settings dialog. If I use the right arrow, I can go on to the second page. Okay, we're on the advanced tab sheet now, and the first option there you heard was read function keys, and those are the soft keys, the shortcut keys that are found at the bottom of the screen, certainly on this handset, on the Nokia 6600 and I guess the 6620 as well. I understand with some of the newer phones that there are more soft keys available. Haven't yet played with those, but essentially, when you open a window, a dialog, a menu, using Talks, quite often you'll be told key one does this and key two does something else. You know, here we are, just to give you an example. We've been hearing, you know, things like that all the way along, because these are what they call soft keys. Their meaning changes from situation to situation. So there we have options and exit, and we can determine whether or not those are read automatically. And obviously, as you become familiar, more familiar with your applications, then you're less likely to need to have that information reinforced. At the moment, we have that on. So if we go to the main telephone application, for example, we'll hear key one, clock, key two, Bluetooth. Those are the keys that I have set up for my telephone application. If I go back into the talk settings dialog and turn this off, and to change this, I press select, or the middle of the joystick.
Select. Read function keys by request. 1 of 5.
Okay, and it's changed it now to by request. So if I go back to the telephone application.
Orange window. 220-3-2005. P1. Clock. P2. Bluetooth.
I think I need to exit the talk settings dialog properly for it to take effect. So I'm just going to go back to the talk settings dialog. Let's exit. There you go. You can hear that the soft key is now no longer being read automatically. But you can get them on demand anyway, if you just hit talks and soft key one at any time. So if I press talks and soft key one. There we go. So we can find out what they are at any time. So if you find that information irritating, then you can change it. So let's go back into the talks settings dialog with talks key and star.
Talk settings window. General tab sheet 1 of 2.
Okay, so it brought us back to the first tab sheet, so I'm going to arrow right to get into the second tab sheet.
Advanced tab sheet 2 of 2. Read function keys by request. 1 of 5.
Okay, so that was the first option.
Read list index always. 2 of 5.
Second thing, read list index. This is your 1 of 5, 2 of 5, that kind of shenanigans. And actually, Scansoft have come up with a new idea here. That I quite like. If I press select and take you through the three options.
Select. Read list indexes. Check item always. 1 of 3.
Read list indexes always. So whenever you're on a list, wherever you are on the list, you will always hear 1 of 5, 2 of 5, 3 of 5, and so on and so forth. Let's arrow down.
Read list indexes once. 2 of 3.
Read list indexes once. That's quite good, because if you go onto a list, you might not want all that information, 1 of 5, 2 of 5, all the time. But when you first arrive at that list, whether it be a menu or whatever, a list of messages, you might just want that information once. So read list indexes once will tell you when you go onto the menu, for example, it'll say 1 of 23. But once you start moving around, it's not going to keep telling you 2 of 23, 3 of 23. You know, that's sort of the next level up, I suppose, in terms of verbosity, or the next level down, depending which way you want to look at it. So then I'm going to arrow down. Read list index is never, and that's fairly self-explanatory. You're not going to hear any kind of information. I should say that when you do change settings within the Talks dialog, it seems from we've just seen it, that it don't take effect until you actually exit the Talks settings dialog with that soft key too. So I'm going to press select, and we'll put read list index is never, because it quite frankly gets on my nerves. Okay, I'm just going to come out and go back in. Exit, and then go back in.
Talk settings
arrow right for the advanced. There we go. Read function keys by request. And we're not getting the list index information there. Right, so that was the second option. Verbose descriptions. Now, this hasn't been very clearly defined in the documentation, but essentially what it does is to tell you things like window and menu and words that you don't always need to know but can be useful when you're first getting used to the system. And it hasn't been exhaustively defined in the documentation as to how this works, but certainly speaking of words like window are omitted when you have this verbosity option set to low or no. Let's see what the options are here. Yeah, verbose descriptions and no. Right. Mute on key lock. This is the next option. I think this is a cracker. Essentially, when you lock your phone, I was finding that when I locked the keypad of my phone, you would press soft key 1 and star on Nokia phones to lock the keypad. I should say it's more like a key guard. It doesn't actually lock the keypad in the sense that you would need a code to open it, but it just prevents you from pressing buttons in your pocket. But what I was finding prior to this most recent version is that I would lock the keypad, and then I would have to mute talks as well. So I'd have to press 4 keys before putting the phone in my pocket, 5 if you count hanging up on a call. You can now do this automatically so that you can have the talks muted as soon as you lock the keypad. You can still use talks commands, like to read the time or the status of various things, but that information is only read on demand. It's not read automatically. And then, of course, when you unlock the keypad, then Talks is unmuted. So let's let's put that on. Okay. Right, cursor mode. This is something relatively new that's been introduced, and I haven't had a huge amount of time to play with it. Essentially, cursor mode, when you receive a new message, the cursor mode will determine how you navigate that message, whether you want to move through by word, by letter, or using the original way of moving, which is by a sort of a block of text, depending on, you know, a screen of text usually. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty much it for the new Talks verbosity settings. If you have Talks, or if you would like to try it, if you have a compatible phone, a Series 60 or a Series 80 phone, then you can get this new public release candidate from the audiolife.de FTP site. Make sure that you get the right version for your phone. Don't forget to switch Talks off before you try installing it. And those of you with the more modern Symbian phones with a pop port, you may need to get some sighted assistance, as I understand that you can't just run the installer from your PC anymore. You've got to send it to the phone and then run the installer from the phone itself. There is a Talks users list. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to locate the detail for that, but if you post to the ACB Radio friends list, I'm sure I'll be able to dig it out for you. I think it was on Yahoo Groups at one stage. It may well have moved. Happy mobile telephony. I think that in spite of the problems, this is a real breakthrough. The fact that you can now have the internet in your pocket, you can have a mainstream piece of technology like a mobile phone that's available for a couple of $100s. The nearest equivalent to that is going to set you back thousands. And so I think there is some real potential here. This is early doors. This is the first time that this kind of access, I think, has been available on a mobile phone. I would urge people to try it and to send your feedback to Scansoft and let those guys know what you think. Thanks very much for listening, and we certainly welcome your feedback. If you want to drop me a line, you can do that, support@acbradio.org. If I don't get back to you right away, it's nothing personal. I do have a huge amount of email We would be delighted to hear from you. And don't forget, of course, you can join the ACB Radio Friends email list to talk with other ACB Radio listeners. You can do that by sending a blank email message to friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. That's friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. For Main Menu, I'm Dave Williams. Sincere thanks to our contributors on Main Menu this week. And don't forget, of course, it's your programme. And if you'd like to submit an item for consideration, then drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. Until next time, I'm Dave Williams. Bye for now.